This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hello, you are listening to Koala and Kangaroo.
I'm Gage.
I'm Tipane.
And this show is practically us dorking out about things we like.
Enjoy.
Kia ora, good evening.
Hello, there you go. I can finally hear myself. The cord was a bit loose. Anyways, welcome back to Koala and Kangaroo, our first consecutive show in a while.
Oh, that's not good.
That's embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
No way.
But, yeah, today, you know, like always, there was Topek, but we didn't really do that much.
Oh, man. Yeah, today was pretty, it was pretty boring. Well, not boring, like, pretty average, you know? Like,
That's because we had to do all the catch-up, and there was work to do.
I still have more work to do, dude.
You still have more work?
Uh-huh.
No. Is that funny? Don't laugh at me.
Don't laugh. It's cool. I'm cool. Cool Cooper.
Wait, what? Oh, but yeah, I think I have to do that rafting thing that Tommy was doing today. I think I've done it. I'm not too sure. I'll have to find out. But today's been pretty good. I enjoyed, you know. Are you serious? Is that seriously what you're going to be doing for the next, like, hour, half an hour?
Doing what? I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. I don't know about you. Are you tired?
A little, yeah.
Yeah, so am I. I'm a little tired, but
I'm really enjoying today. Today wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was pretty. It's pretty okay.
Pretty tubular, though.
So throughout this next couple of weeks, we're doing our practice exams, right?
The mock exams, dude.
Yeah.
Nah, I gotta figure out what exam I'm doing. I think I'm just doing one.
I want to do more. But why? I'm only in qualified for geography.
Why do you want to do more?
Because the exams are great for you, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they're amazing. They give you exactly what you need, dude. Like the best thing ever. Of course they're hard. Like, I think they're hard, but they're legitimately entertaining, and they tell me, like, being put into a position where I'm in a room with a bunch of people just like me, with a piece of paper and a pen and just like a booklet, a clean booklet, freshly printed, it makes me want to do my work. And then I get good credits and it looks good on my report. And then people will be more likely to hire me. And then I won't fail high school.
That's fair enough.
Dude, I've been slacking a bunch this year. I'm like doing a bunch of catch-up work. These Topek credits are...
Yeah, they're helping a heap, say.
I might have to move to Funda.
Oh, I've got to say, they are really, like, you know,
on top of you. And, hold on, sorry. From what I remember
last year, them saying, year 11 is completely different to year 12. Year 12 is a lot harder. It's a massive jump from year 12 to year
11. What people say about year 13 in university.
But that would make sense, right?
No, but then, like, university students say it's not that bad. It's, like, equivalent in all things.
We haven't done this in ages, but are you going to go to uni?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Which one?
No clue. Nor do I even know what I'm going to do at university, but... I still think it's a good thing for me to do. Like, I want to go to university. Mostly because I can't really do the kind of stuff that my dad and James and Tynan do. I can't do that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I can, to an extent, I can tolerate, because they do a lot of physical, like, manual labor junk.
Yeah.
I can tolerate some of that, which is why I might be getting a job with one of my mom's friends doing catering.
Okay.
Which is fine. That's definitely not, like, absolute, but it's fine. I can take that. But what I can tolerate some of that if it were to be, like, a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
But if it weren't, then that would, like, really ruin it for me, you know?
Mm.
Because I can't do that kind of stuff. And thank you, I was, like, kind of spouting off my mouth because I was playing Legends. But, I was doing that kind of stuff, doing, like, physical labor like that. I couldn't see being a sustainable future for me. Like, for all those who do, more props to you.
Mm.
But, like, I couldn't go my life waking up and then having to do something like that. Strenuous on my back. Strenuous, like, you know what I mean, right? Like, lifting with...
Oh, yeah. The heavy labor and that kind of stuff, yeah.
I couldn't do that.
No, and it gets, like, look at Zane.
Yeah.
He's kind of like an old man already. He actually is, though. Like, today, Nevaeh was saying, grab your bags and go hop in Van 40. Everyone heard it except for Zane. Mm. He was like, what? We can't hear you. And we was like, nah, mate, that was just you.
Everyone else could hear it.
Everybody else heard it. And he was like, oh, that's... He's just an old man, which I think is funny. But, yeah, no, I couldn't do hard labor either. Like, you know, like a trade or something?
Mm.
I don't think I could do it.
See... Mm. Tommy might be going to WIT to be an electrician.
Really?
Yes.
That's not bad.
And Zane is already in a trade.
Mm.
For me, I think I'm going to pursue higher education.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm going to start training.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, not that. I need to do the same thing as well. Javon's already doing it.
That's not what I meant. I meant, like, Goku training.
Oh!
I have this thing where I go to denim, like, whenever I say something really lame, I just go...
Like, I, like, you have a lot of those things, eh, where you say something cringe, like, oh, can you get me that, like, that sausage roll from over there?
If you don't know what you just did, I do this thing where I, like, pucker my lips, and I put my finger next to it, like, oopsie.
Oh, you want me to do what?
Yeah, like, in that exact example, it's my brother, Denim. If he's like, oh, can you pass me my sausage roll that I saved in the fridge? I'll do that. I'll pucker my lips and point at my lips.
And, like, squint your eyes.
Yeah. Like, and that infers that I ate the sausage roll in the fridge. But, yeah, no.
That's funny, though.
I probably shouldn't talk about that. But,
All right.
I do go with my mom to the gym in the weekends.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to start. Because I'm not... I'm just getting lazy. I'm honestly just getting lazy, and it's not nice.
I'm not going to act like I'm a professional at this, like, nor do I even know what I'm doing. I follow my mom around like a baby. Mm-hmm. She's like, do this. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I do it, and then she's like, oh, you're tired? Good, let's do this one.
Yes, mother.
Just gonna say, my mom, did I? Did, oh, okay.
What?
It's just that my thing is being weird and I can't hear myself. But, did I tell you that my mom is like a gym freak?
Really? Like, she's like, wow, really? Yeah. Whoa. So she's, like, if she was wearing like a t-shirt, go boom, like the t-shirt rips
it
in
would,
half.
It wouldn't look like it, but like, in execution, she... She's like sleeping, bro. Hidden beast.
That sleeper build. Yeah, I know what you're talking about,
dude. Seriously though, my mom. Oops, that's a bit loud. I'll push that away. It's just that I can't hear myself.
It might be something on the headphones.
Yeah, it probably is. But
I've got you all the way up over here.
My mom is like really good at that stuff, and it's crazy.
Like her form and everything is amazing.
She knows exactly how to tell me what to do. She goes to boot camp and she does F45, which is like a racing to see like how fast and how efficiently you can do like a rotation of workouts in a group.
Yeah.
She does all that stuff. And then like when it comes to the weekend, she goes before us, wakes us up, does it with us. And so she goes, so she wakes up at like,
Four
in the morning,
uh-huh.
Does an hour for herself, comes back, has something like has a protein shake.
Yeah.
Wakes up, Dinamo and Harlem are probably usually awake, takes them, does it with them, instructs them, and also slightly like works out on their own, comes back, drinks another like shake or water,
uh-huh.
wakes me up, takes me, and then like does it while I'm doing it, and then comes back, has something to eat, and then starts their day.
Kind of say, if anybody was to break into your house, they are so dead. Like, not just from your mother, but from the rest of your... Like, imagine looking in and being like, okay, grab anything you can find, and just... Doom, down the hallway, just...
just like all six of us?
Yeah, exactly. No, just your mom just being like, boys. And then, like, the door closes behind them and locks.
And they're like the eye figures in the darkness.
Yeah, like the cartoon thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like... And then just in the darkness, you know, the burglars... quotation. Anyway, they're like, oh my god, what's happening, you know? And then your mom will just be like, you chose the wrong house. Yeah, exactly. Just like a pile of fists.
Yeah. but she's pretty good at that. And Tynan's been going to the gym as well. Just gotta say, but because we've been going, and I don't know why I shouldn't really be like talking about this as if I'm really good at it or anything, but since we've been going, my mom has been giving us protein shakes,
mm-hmm.
and originally I didn't like them,
mm-hmm.
but they're pretty good.
Yeah, I've had
them. I've even had a conversation about going, like different, just random gym stuff with Alistair in Spanish class.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, oh, I saw you, bro. And I was like, oh, I was like, really? So what were you doing? And we just kept talking. And he was like, oh, so like, he was being random. Was like, oh, so when you're done, do you have like a protein shake? I was like, yeah, my mom makes me. She was like, oh, what flavor protein powder do you get? Yeah. And then we had a conversation
about protein powder.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's funny.
Just for the record, vanilla.
I had to make that crystal clear.
But yeah, we put like vanilla protein powder, oat milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yogurt, like frozen bananas. No, not yogurt. Greek yogurt, which on itself isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
You've had Greek yogurt, right?
Not by itself.
Like, I don't know what mom kind of, she's like a freak with it. She gets like sport active Greek yogurt. So it's kind of like tangy a little bit.
I haven't really had any. Like, I sometimes do things with my uncle on the weekends, like just on Sundays. Where I go to his house and I do some stuff there. And then afterwards he'll give me a protein shake. Those are good. Because it's always different.
Mm.
Every time I go there. I don't ask for it. They just give it to me. Which I love as well.
That is pretty good.
Mm.
Dude. Sorry. I want to go back to this. Yogurt. Frozen bananas. Oat milk. Frozen berries. And then water.
We should post your mom's secret recipe. How to make the best protein shake.
It's probably not even the best, but it is so good. It is so good. You've got to get the ratio of like, because there's got to be a decent amount of protein powder,
mm-hmm.
A decent amount of yogurt, Greek yogurt, and then frozen bananas, frozen berries, assorted berries like blueberries, raspberries, like, you know, boysenberries and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the almond milk. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have the right blend of that, it's delicious. It's the best thing known to man. And, you know Michael, right? Michael Ford?
Yeah, yeah.
Since he's a pro athlete.
Oh, yeah. Are you showing me that photo of him going like that?
I brought it up to him, and he was like, oh, my God, dude, I've been waiting to talk to you about this for hours, like for years. And then he just went on like a spouting conversation. Where he was like, yeah, I get you're like new to this, but it's still so cool that like we can talk about this now, dude.
Yeah.
And I told him – he was actually the one that like pushed me away from how we originally did protein shakes. Uh-huh. So how we did it was that we got water, just straight water,
uh-huh.
the protein powder.
Yeah.
And then – the yogurt, and then we blended that.
Just is this what Michael said to do?
No, that's how we got it originally. He was like, "Ew, gross, dude."
Yeah.
And then he was like, "Oh, you're good. This have it with this, and then then this, and then I like adjusted it to like how I like it."
Helping you out, lending a helping hand, Michael Ford.
And because he hasn't been at school for a while,
the
Americans breaks are just like ending now. Like kids are going back to school now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
Noah might have already been back to school for a while.
Man, I don't even know. I sometimes text that guy. Doesn't really respond. No. We keep going.
He hasn't been at the gym. And then, like, when I talked about it, he was like, "Dude, ever since I moved to this new town, I've been waiting. It's like, you telling me that? I'm going to start going again."
Motivated each other. And now you know I don't really go. I don't go to the gym. But pumping.
Yeah, don't worry about the lingo. I don't know it.
You can think, "Huh, Michael is doing the exact same thing."
That's what he said too. And then he like even made it funnier because we're like total bros. He was like talking about it. It's like, dude, if you're doing free weights, just like, no, if you feel like an uncomfortable like gas in your stomach, you just gotta fart, dude. You just gotta let it out,
just
man.
Just let it out, man. That's funny. That's
that
funny.
Was so funny. I loved it.
I haven't spoken to that guy in ages.
He's so fire.
Mm.
And he's starting back his wrestling this month.
It's
so fire. It's so fire. He's so fire.
He's in like top 10 out of the state or something, isn't he?
Well, he was.
He was.
Yeah.
That's still pretty big though. Man. Top 10 or top 5?
Top 10.
Hmm.
He's looking to be a professional wrestler or boxer.
Really? Wow.
Because he doesn't think school is for him. It's his last year of school this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's a year older than us, eh? Huh. Wait, so he's 2005. Dude, it's Alistair's last year of high school.
That's pretty sad.
You know what's also weird to think about?
What?
Let's say you go to university in 2025.
Yeah.
Right? Because next year is our last year of high school. What do we do about this?
Radio?
Yeah.
I have no clue. Like, in addition to us, like, starting to get jobs, I might be getting a job soon.
Mm.
That's going to be really tough. I wouldn't know. What would you say?
I don't know if it can happen. You know?
Our tale will come to an end.
2019 to 2025. 12, 2024, I guess, would be our last year.
That would be 5 years in the running.
Would it? 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022,
2023,
2024.
6 years.
Is it 5 or is it 6?
6 years. Dude, I'm totally not good at this. I think.
We're using our fingers to count because we suck at math.
Yeah, it is.
6. 2019.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2020, 2021, 2022,
2023,
2024.
Yeah, we were just joking, guys.
Yeah, I wasn't using my fingers.
We were just, you know, making you laugh with our funny, hilarious content.
This is what it sounds like on the other end.
Really? Oh, yeah, no, they're not talking.
They're not laughing or anything. It's just that.
Fair. Dude, I'm just going to mention this now. Completely irrelevant from all the gym stuff.
Uh-huh.
Have you watched Markiplier's FNAF Security Breach Ruin gameplay?
Wait, there's another FNAF game?
Well, it's DLC for the first one, for Security Breach.
Can you walk me through it?
It's. So did you watch Security Breach?
Yeah.
You might think, I'm not into FNAF, by the way.
Like, no, we're complete FNAF. We love FNAF.
Just
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's. MatPat's video of him talking about it when I was a kid, I was like, oh my god, FNAF.
Yeah,
I just loved it, and I kept watching it all the way through.
Yeah.
So, like, and then with the release of Security Breach, I don't play FNAF, but, you know, I'm, like, interested in the story purely so I could see people talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, so you watched the Security Breach with that boy named Gregory?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And Freddy?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the ending where you beat the arcade game and then you go with Freddy to that disco place where the girl in the mask, like, gets the robots to attack you?
No. Where it's, like, underground and fire and, like, that spring
trap. Is that the one you watched?
Yeah, that's the one that I saw.
That's the ending you saw. That isn't canon.
Oh.
The location is, though. It's there.
It's there, but it's not relevant.
Like, that ending isn't the one that happened.
So I got the Budjo ending, dude. I'm gonna have to watch all of FNAF Security Breach
again,
just to watch the other ending. What should I be watching? Markiplier. I'm not actually gonna watch it, but
yeah, I know. But like, Princess Quest ending, I think. Anyways, It's after that, and so Freddy, this kid, like, escape and like they save the girl, You know, with the bunny mask on. They save her. And then, so they leave. But in that fight, Freddy lost his body. Like, his head got cut off.
Yeah, right.
But he's a robot, so he's fine. And yeah, the head still works.
Exactly.
And then they leave, and they leave together, and they just all chill out. But there's this new girl named Cassie, and this has been 2 years after the ending of the game.
Uh-huh.
And nobody's seen that kid since.
Huh.
And that kid's only friend, Cassie, comes because she got a call on her walkie-talkie, the radio thing, From the kid telling her that she needed to be saved and she was trapped in the bottom of the thing, like where the spring trap was.
Oh, like the fiery spring trap.
Yeah.
Mechanic. Okay, okay.
He says that he's stuck down there.
This Cassie guy, kid.
No. The Cassie girl comes in to the pizzaplex.
Yeah.
Because she got a call on her walkie-talkie from Gregory, the kid.
Oh, right.
Saying that he was stuck down there.
Okay, okay.
I won't spoil it for you, but it's really good.
I'm probably not going to watch it.
Who cares, man? I watched it. When I was sick, like, you know that period where I was sick?
Uh-huh.
Of, like, 2 days?
Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
You're watching Five Nights at Freddy's. Hey, no, is that dead serious?
Dead serious.
Oh, dude.
I was sick. I couldn't move. I was in a blanket.
Dude, I was sick. I was sick for a week as well. I did not watch Five Nights at Freddy's.
I was in a blanket sitting on my couch with my legs up on my coffee table. Like, you know, like
FNAF.
Like, into my head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
FNAF.
FNAF MatPat. Should I be watching the MatPat thing of it?
Markiplier.
Okay. He's actually funny. Like, that guy's hilarious.
He is really funny. But there's just some things that he does that I don't think are funny. But I love him as a guy. He's pretty crooked. He'd be, like, an amazing person to be friends with.
Like, you know that video? I'm not going to say it, but you know that video of that kid coming up to him? And he's just like...
Yeah, I know.
Or like, Dan, can you come to my house?
Dan, can you come to my house? What do you do in that situation?
I don't even know. Like, what? There's nothing you can really do.
It's so awkward.
Yeah.
Oh.
Surely as a parent, you'd go, oi, 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 don't say that.
Yeah, but that kid's parents just didn't do anything.
Oof. Surely, like, as Dan TDM...
Dad, can you come to my house?
Yes. I'd be like, oh, are you serious? I you're just trying to ignore it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, we're going to listen to a song now, if that's right, Gage.
Yeah, that's fine.
And so this song was introduced to me, and I really like it. So do you know who Steven Sanchez is?
No.
No, okay. Well, this is something a little more. That was horrible. That's not the name of the song anyway. This is Be More by Steven Sanchez. Enjoy. Oh, that was my fault.
It must be more than I need you. Stars high above. just hold you. Tell me you feel me. Oh, just to know you. Tell me you see me. I couldn't have said it. You must have just read it in my eyes. Darling, please let it be more. Be more. Be more. It must be more.
Thank you for listening to my song.
Not your song. Not even close to your song. That was Be More by Stephen Sanchez. An absolute banger, and I have it on most of my playlists.
Stephen Sanchez is actually one of my aliases.
Really? What is his most listened to song? But he's really good. He is a phenomenal artist. And a real musician, some could say.
He's actually really good, though.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yo.
I'm tired.
I know, so am I.
I forgot to tell you this, but while we were inflating the rafts for the kids to do, like, they were getting changed, like Neve and that.
Yeah.
They were getting changed, leaving the setup to the two kids that weren't doing anything. So we inflated the rafts. We got the kayaks ready.
Mm-hmm.
We did all of that, and then we carried them down.
Dude, I had to do rock climbing, right? Except it wasn't just rock climbing. Also, that sounds like it sucked, by the way. Was it just you and Denim? So I did rock climbing, right? The first two times I did it, I was like, okay, I'm just doing this. You know, the first time I did it to be familiar, because I haven't done rock climbing in ages. Then the second time, I did it properly. But then the third time, I only used a specific color, going all the way up. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much you have to use everything? Your legs come up to your, like, your waist, and then you have to push. Your fingers come up to there, and then you're on these awkward angles. Use your foot against the pillar, that giant wooden pillar. It was so much fun, but I'm so tired.
I don't mean to make this about me, but that actually reminds me of this one thing.
Uh-huh.
There was this one time where my mom was taking me to the gym. She takes us Saturday and Sunday. And then we go back to school. So she took me Saturday and Sunday. And then she, for some reason, had a huge emphasis on doing arms. So by the, she was just like cranking up the kgs for no reason on the machines and on the free weights. I practically I was knackered by the end of it.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
I was tired. And my when I got home,
it just crashed.
Yeah, Hallam does that sometimes. Yeah,
really?
But, sorry, I'll make this real quick. But so, I was destroyed by the time I woke up on Monday morning. My arms, I couldn't even go like that.
Well, yeah, no, that was that would have been a good workout.
And then so it got to Topic, and then I read the schedule. And me and Didum hadn't done our rock climbing.
Shattered. You. Oh wow. So you had to do rock climbing with your sore arms. Okay. That.
I got to the top three times too.
Yes, that, so did I. But that is. Yeah, that is a bit worse than what I had to go through.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's so close.
I'm like barely off the ground. Just before we leave, like the first time I was doing it with my arms, I was like, I can do this. I can do it. I can do it. Like I like reached up, just I can do it. And then I just fell. And then like Dylan was belaying me. I was like, what the heck, dude? Okay. That's all from us.
We are Calling Kangaroo. You can listen to us every Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Gage. Oh, still here. Do you reckon we plug in our sponsor?
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you to our sponsor, Silk's Audit, for being there always.
You can catch us Wednesday at 4 p.m. You can listen to us on Spotify.
And Apple Podcast, and even the Access Radio website. We'll see you guys next week at 4 p.m.
See you later. Goodbye.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.